Sports Beat Extra on Beat.
I'd like to be joined by Waterford Camogie captain Lorraine Bray ahead of her side's Munster semi-final clash against Kerry this Monday in Killarney. Lorraine, how are you feeling first of all? You've kind of been thrust straight into the Munster Championship after that Division 1A final. I suppose, how is the squad feeling? They've kind of been week in, week out, continuously playing now for, I said, the guts of over well a month now.
Yeah, look, no doubt having a game every weekend nearly, it definitely takes it out of you. And I suppose the whole run-up through the league and then you're literally straight into Munster Championship. Look, it does take its toll, but we've had a chance now, even after the Clare game and stuff, to regroup again and refocus for the Munster semi-final. So, no, everyone is looking forward to it. We're really looking forward now to a game against Kerry on Monday.
I know a couple of teams have talked about it when they had a division final and then it leads into Munster. It can almost give them a boost because they've got that extra competitive fixture. But on the other end of it as well, I always feel like, you know, there's that extra week where really you could maybe recuperate, kind of get yourselves back in flying form. Like, do you think that final against Galway has kind of prepared you a bit better now going into this Munster Championship, or would you have preferred maybe that extra bit of time off?
I think the final was such a tough battle that I think we would have appreciated some time off before going into Munster Championship. But as you said there, definitely those games, like being in a final, like, you know, it's so competitive. And that definitely does prepare you heading into Munster Championship because, you know, it's just going to get more competitive. But look, we probably would have appreciated a break, but, you know, you kind of don't have a choice and it rolls around and you're into it before you know it again. So you just have to try and recover as best you can in that week leading up to the Munster Championship.
Absolutely. I mean, you had no easy game going into the first round of the Munster Championship as well against Clare, who obviously were on a high after their Division 1B final victory against Dublin. You know, coming into a game like that where they're on that level of form and they'll have that little kick in their step, you know, and it going into extra time, like, are you more proud of the team getting a really good result out of that, regardless of it going to extra time, based off the fact that maybe you were disappointed with that Division 1A final the week before?
Yeah, we were delighted coming out there, obviously, to reach a semi-final. But, like, what a battle from Clare. And we expected nothing less, to be honest. And it went down to the wire. And I suppose, look, having a tough game, I suppose, the week before, it definitely does take its toll on the bodies as well. But you just have to get up and on with it. And we knew we were going to be getting a tough game from Clare, and that's exactly what we got. And we were just lucky to come out the right side of it.
How do you feel now? I suppose, obviously, you mentioned Kerry on Monday, the semi-final clash. It's one that maybe you'd be favourites on paper going into, but when you go down to Killarney, it can kind of really be anyone's game, really, can't it?
Yeah, and I don't think you can take favourites into it. Like, you can have no complacency when you go out onto the field, no matter who you're playing. Obviously, you want to put your best foot forward, but look, Kerry as well, being up in Munster, like, you know, they're going to want to prove themselves as well. And we're all training, I suppose, for the same reasons, and you want to do your best when you go out onto the field. So we expect a game from Kerry as well, like any other team.
Is it difficult, I suppose, to prepare for them? Obviously, you wouldn't have played them in the league campaign this year, and it'd be difficult enough to get footage of them as well to kind of analyse. Like, is it more of a case you have to rely on your own expertise and your own abilities to play, and not so much really on how the opposition lines up?
Yeah, definitely. We've been focusing on ourselves, I suppose, since after the Clare game, and there was a lot of things we had to correct even after that. So you're mainly focusing on them on the lead up to it. Obviously, if we can get any video stuff, you go through that as well on Kerry. And, you know, you try and get any bit of a step over on a team that you can in the lead up to it. But definitely the main focus has been on ourselves and improvements that we know. And I suppose you as a player, you know first once you make a mistake out in the field where you need to improve and what you need to work on. So I suppose that's been the main driving force over the last week or two.
No doubt you've probably been keeping, even in the back of your mind, somewhat of a look on the other side of the bracket with Tipperary going through to the decider. Obviously, that if you make it to this final, it'd be a real great chance to get silverware, but also probably a really good opportunity to test yourself against a really top team ahead of the All-Ireland series.
Yeah, 100%. And I suppose that's the stage you want to be reaching again, and you're attaining to reach and to get to a Munster final. And it would be our first one that we actually get to compete in, I suppose. So, you know, it would be massive for Waterford Camogie. Obviously, we have to try get over the first hurdle first in the semi-final. But look, yeah, if you were to look ahead, it would be unreal for Waterford. And to be after reaching a second final already in 2026 would be a great achievement.
It says a lot about the team as well. You know, there was a lot of changes to the panel come the beginning of the year, and you know they've really sort of pushed on, and those newer players have really come in and really sort of rejuvenated the side alongside yourself and other veterans in the team. You know, they've kind of slotted in really well, and I know you mentioned obviously it would be nice to get that little bit of a break, but they've kind of taken each game as it comes and really, you know, adapted to it like a duck to water, haven't they?
Yeah, they've really stood up, and anything that's been asked of them, do you know, they've done, training wise even, do you know, it's like they've always been there. As you said there, they just slotted right in. There's been, I suppose we're all fighting for a position, like, and they've really brought that. No one's safe, like, and when you're going out training, like, you're fighting for your position. So training is very competitive and hard, and that's what you need in an inter-county setup. Like, so look, they've brought a brilliant freshness and drive, I suppose, to the whole thing, which is massive.
Do you think, you know, you mentioned that freshness, and obviously the last few years probably haven't been the best for Waterford Camogie, but you've been continuously plugging away and getting better each time. Like, do you think those fresh players coming in without maybe sort of any of the background of the last few years have almost been able to kind of approach this season as kind of a completely new opportunity without kind of needing to think about the history of it that much?
Yeah, I do. I do think so. Sometimes you probably can get caught up in that, and you know when you're knocking on the door and you're so close and you're just trying to get over the line, that can play on your mind as well. But yeah, I definitely think there's a freshness. But at the same time, every year is a new year, you know, and you kind of have a new look every year, and you're going with what you have around you. And it's just been really positive so far this year, and reaching like the league final and stuff has given us a huge boost. We didn't get the result we wanted, but things like that definitely do add to the setup and I suppose the drive within the camp as well.
I suppose then finally the big thing, and I think if we look back to that Division 1A final, the crowd in particular, the Waterford fans drowned out Galway, and maybe there's obviously a bit of location for that final that plays a factor, but the fact that so many Waterford fans were out in their droves for you that day, you know, how influential and how supportive have they been throughout this process, and how important will they be coming up to Monday now?
Yeah, it's huge. The support we get is always brilliant and it's greatly appreciated, and especially in Nolan Park, you know, it's only up the road for some people, and it's just brilliant that we still have that support. And I suppose people can see that we have that belief, I suppose, in ourselves, that we can go a step further, but they also see that as well, which is fantastic. But it means loads to us, and hopefully it can be carried out, as you said, through the Munster Championship and then through the All-Ireland Series as well going forward. But it's greatly appreciated, everyone that goes to our games, and some people who travel up and down the country for games like as well. It's just unreal, yeah.
Absolutely. Just a reminder for all that matches on Killarney on Monday at 2. It'll also be streamed live on Clubber. Lorraine Bray, thank you so much for joining me, and best of luck on the match ahead.
Brilliant. Thanks a million, Orrin.